Hi everyone, I'm Andres for the Newsreel and welcome to the Tech Corner. So this is a first in a series of videos that I'm devoting to excellent apps available for most devices that help get work done. And the purpose of these videos is to inform you, the business professional, the small business owner, the go-getter on how to work smarter, not harder. For those unfamiliar with my channel, let me quickly tell you what I do for a living. I am a real estate broker with Mark One Real Estate in Orange County, California. I am also general manager of JAS Construction. And lastly, I am a property manager at Segovia Investments LLC in Los Angeles. Apart from that, I have my own investments and side projects such as this, the Newsreel. And if that's not enough, I'm married with two quickly growing children, ages 3 and 1 as of this recording. So time management is the reason I can accomplish all of these tasks, and technology is one of the best ways with which to do this. So to kick off this series of videos, I'm going to cover communication apps first, most notably email apps. And the first app I will showcase just got an enormous overhaul and rebranding just a few days before the recording of this video. And that app is Cloud Magic, now known as Newton. Newton is a powerful, feature-rich email client. If you have an Android phone, an Android tablet, Android watch, iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, or Mac computer, this app is available for you. So let's dive into the Newton app. What email service providers does it work with? So according to Newton, it's compatible with Gmail, Hotmail, Exchange, Yahoo Mail, iCloud, Google Apps, Office 365, and any IMAP account. And best of all, get instant push notifications for all these types of emails. You know, a lot of us business users probably relied on the trusty BlackBerry back in the day with push email. This is one of the rare email apps that includes instant push notifications natively. And another cool feature is the inclusion of calendar support. You can just about fully engage with all of your calendar features, such as creating events, responding to RSVPs, and getting reminders right through the app without all the clutter that other apps have, or having to carry multiple apps for that. Another cool feature that is geared towards those of us that rely on cloud services to host files and documents, Newton Email allows you to not just attach on your native storage, such as your device or SD card in your phone or tablet. Newton Email allows you to attach from Google Drive, Box, Dropbox, and OneDrive, and that's just to name the most popular. This way, you don't have to worry about first downloading the file to your device to then attach. It's almost like working from a desktop computer if you use all those plugins, so you can have all your cloud services on your desktop. Same thing with Newton. And speaking of desktop computers, those of us in business like to either use an HTML signature or include our logos with our signature. Newton is one of the few email clients that, just like Microsoft Outlook on a desktop, allows logos to be used on signatures. You don't have to worry about your client knowing whether or not you're responding from a mobile device or from your computer. Now, I can't possibly dive into all the features of Newton. So for a complete list of their features and functions, go to www.cloudmagic.com. I've also linked their video that showcases their features at work in the video description below. Some of those awesome features that they highlight include email tracking, send later, undo send, email aliases, and remote wipe in case you lose your device. And now for perhaps the best feature of all, one sign in. You'll probably relate to this. So you replace your existing device for whatever reason. Let's assume it's your phone. You get a new device, a new phone, and have to enter all of your email login info into the new device and set your preferences, email signatures, etc. You know, with Newton, you don't have to worry about that. You first create an account with them, enter your email accounts, and done. You can sync all of your settings across all your devices and stay organized. For someone like me that uses multiple devices and switches phones every so often, this feature is the absolute most convenient. This feature, however, is not without some concern. Your login information and emails are not stored on your phone. or device. Instead, your data is stored on the Newton servers. This is how they're able to sync your data across devices and make instant push notifications possible. Newton assures its customers it doesn't read your data or share it with anyone. Delete information from your account or deleting your entire Newton account also eliminates it from their servers. So take this as peace of mind from Newton. They're telling you, you get rid of your information, they get rid of it off their servers. Now, for those of you on Android that use a feature called Google Now, Google will not be able to read your data from their app to create reminders, calendar events, or recommendations. Google Now, as it's known currently before the name change that supposedly is coming soon, is a feature that you must opt in to try out that ultimately gives Google the authority to read all of your emails, contacts, web activity, messages, calls, calendar events, etc. You don't want Google to be reading all of your stuff. This app ensures that. I, on the other hand, do use the Google Now feature. See, Newton's cloud server actually works against me in this case because I have to manually input all of my email accounts into another email client that stores the data and emails on my device in order for Google Now to work. See, the reason this is a big deal for me is because when I schedule a meeting or an appointment based off an email that I receive or a phone call, text, whatever it might be, I input it into my device, whether it's my phone, whether it's my browser on my desktop, or even Outlook on my desktop, Google will read that I have that, and it will be notifying me without me asking Google. Google will be notifying me, hey, you have a meeting at this time, at this location. Based on where you are right now and traffic conditions, we recommend you leave at this time so you can get there on time. Now, that could be spooky to a lot of people, and understandably so, because you gotta give up a lot of your information for Google to do this. But if you don't want any of that, don't worry about it, because Newton email, if that's your sole way to go, then that's the way you can utilize your email on your device. Now, here's another one that the reason Newton is awesome, because a single sign-in and the fact that it works across multiple platforms and devices, it means you don't have to get used to a different interface. Newton tries to maintain the same design all across the board, and of course there's some limitations here and there because of the platform you might be in, whether it's Mac, iOS, or Android on a tablet, whether it's landscape or portrait, but it doesn't matter because the familiarity with the app is there, and that's what ultimately matters. Because as for me, someone that switches phones so often, every Android manufacturer typically has their own email app and their own interpretation of how to design an email app, so it can be very confusing. For those of you that have switched phones from one manufacturer to another, for example, HTC to Samsung, or to an LG or whatever, you've had to get used to different apps if you did not take the time to learn it yourself by trying out the apps in the App Store, or the Google Play Store in this case. So that's the advantage of Newton. You don't have to have that large learning curve. Doesn't matter what device you're using, you'll know what to do. Best part is sign in once and done. You got your email there and you got it how you want it to be. Your signatures are there, your labels are there, the way you wanted them ordered is there, and your default reply to from email address is there. So Newton email is available for both Android and iOS, including macOS, through the Google Play Store and App Store as a free trial for 14 days. Links to all of my references can be found on the video description below. Thank you very much for watching. Subscribe to stay up to date for more app highlights. Coming up, I'm going to be going over the BlackBerry Hub. If you have an app recommendation for email, you can recommend it in the YouTube comments below. I'll check it out whenever I get the chance, if I get the chance, but I promise that I'll take it into consideration. So until next time, this is Andres for the Newsreel, signing out.